Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland throws the ball into DeLahaz, who tags Stewart trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Whitfield moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball four. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Francona reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis moves to third. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Haas strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball towards center. Geiger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Geiger. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Kirkland moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLahas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to second. Two outs. Gary Bell now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Arnold Early now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for Gary Bell. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first for the double play. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Kindle moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alves hits a line drive into center field. Geiger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Geiger. Kindel scores. Kirkland scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Alves moves to second. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Mike De La Haas. Dick Raditz now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing second base. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Bob Allen. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby bunts in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.